Welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive. Usually when people argue about fairness, it's just a philosophical debate.
Well, absolutely. It's totally subjective. Like, you ask 10 different people what a fair price is, and you get 10 completely different answers.
Exactly. But today, we're looking at what happens when a government has to strip away all that philosophy and, like, mathematically calculate fairness down to the absolute penny.
Yeah, we got our hands on this really fascinating 1999 policy manual from the South African Department of Land Affairs.
Right. And our mission here is strictly impartial. We are just exploring how a government legally and mechanically calculates a fair price when they expropriate land for reform.
And the mechanics are wild, actually, because expropriation isn't just this random event. The state doesn't just wake up and seize property.
Right. There's a very strict trigger, isn't there?
Yeah. It's literally the absolute last resort. They only pull that trigger when there is no reasonable alternative land available and the owner completely refuses to sell or, negotiate a price for land reform beneficiaries.
And once that happens, the timeline is, well, it's brutal. The government issues a notice, and the owner has exactly 21 days to respond.
Which is incredibly fast.
It is. And then actual possession and title registration happen just 60 days from that notice. It's basically this aggressively timed, totally involuntary real estate escrow.
It moves so fast. And speaking of moving fast, the policy insists the state has to pay 100% of the money on the exact day of expropriation.
Wait, why the rush to hand over the cash on day one?
It's pure pragmatism. I mean, if the state delays payment, they legally start racking up accrued interest on those outstanding funds.
Ah, I see.
Right, so by paying in full on day one, they avoid sitting on this ballooning financial liability.
Okay, so the 60-day clock is ticking and the payout date is set. How do they actually calculate that final check? Because the Constitution mandates they have to deduct past state investments from the current market value.
Yeah, they use this thing called the Gildenhuys formula.
The Gildenhuys formula.
Exactly. So you take the current market value of the property, and then you start subtracting any historical state subsidies the owner received, like property acquisition grants, infrastructure subsidies.
Even the difference between favorable state interest rates and commercial rates, right?
Well, yes. But they aren't just subtracting the original RAND amounts. That is the really crucial part.
Because of inflation.
Right. Those past subsidies are heavily adjusted for inflation using the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. I mean, you have to factor in the sheer power of compound inflation over 30 years.
Oh, wow. So a tiny grant in the 1960s becomes a massive financial weight by the late 90s.
Exactly.
Hang on, wait. The document says they deduct the inflated cost of, like, a fencing subsidy from the 1970s. What if that fence rusted away 20 years ago? Aren't they double penalizing the owner for ghosts?
Well, the policy actually anticipates that exact argument.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their stance is basically twofold. First, sending valuers out to assess the current structural condition of 30-year-old infrastructure is just an administrative nightmare.
Sure, that makes sense.
And second, and more importantly, the financial benefit, like the actual cash the owner saved by not paying for that fence out of pocket in the 70s, was already enjoyed.
Right. They had the benefit of that money for decades to reinvest.
Exactly. So the deduction stands regardless of the fence's condition today.
Okay, theoretical math is one thing, but to see how this translates to reality, let's look at the Tara Farm example from the files. It absolutely blew my mind.
Oh, Tara Farm is where this aggressive math gets very real. So the year is 1998.
Okay.
An independent valuer estimates the farm's current market value at 3.35 million rand.
Which is a solid chunk of change.
It is. But the owner bought it back in 1965, and she used a massive state acquisition subsidy to do it.
Plus, she got a couple of those fencing grants we just talked about in the 70s, right?
Right, and she enjoyed a 5% state interest rate on her loan, while the standard commercial rate was sitting way up at 15%.
Oh, man.
So the Gildenhuys formula takes all those past perks and inflates them to 1998 currency. That 1965 acquisition subsidy. Under compound inflation, it balloons to a deduction of 1.28 million rand.
Wow, that is huge.
And the old fencing subsidies hit 32,000 rand. Plus, the value of that favorable interest rate over the decades equates to an incredible 583,000 rand deduction.
Okay, so you start at 3.35 million. You subtract the 1.28 million, the 32K, the 583K. What does she actually walk away with?
The final compensation drops from 3.35 million down to just 1.44 million rand.
Are you kidding? That's more than a 50% reduction.
Yeah, it's drastic.
It's basically a financial time machine. Like, the government itemizes every historical favor the state ever did for you, calculates the compound interest, and just hands you the receipt 30 years later.
That is a brilliant way to look at it. It takes the entire abstract, philosophical debate of fairness and runs it through a spreadsheet.
Which brings us right back to where we started. We're trading the debate stage for a calculator. It's a fascinating, brutal piece of mathematics.
It really is. It turns historical privilege into a rigorous mathematical deduction.
Well, it leaves me with a thought I want you to ponder today as we wrap up this deep dive.
Oh, I like where this is going.
If a similar formula were applied to your own life, I mean, if someone calculated the CPI-adjusted value of every public subsidy, educational grant, or systemic advantage you ever received,
yeah,
and then subtracted it from your current assets, what would your actual net worth be today?